News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Mary Lou McDonald has said a full overhaul of governance will take place within her party in the wake of the references that were given to sex offender Michael McMonagall, and indeed has said other parties need to look at their own houses in terms of reference. And for reaction to all of this, I am joined now by former politician and columnist Maria Cahill. Maria, your reaction to the issues that have arisen around these references for Michael McMonagall and Sinn Féin's response?
Well, my reaction is actually one of deep sadness, actually, because I have been dragged into this particular row, given my own experience at the hands of the Sinn Féin Party on an entirely different case of sexual abuse, and people will remember their responses to that. The response to this actually hasn't been that much different. In actual fact, despite the fact that there appears to be slightly more answers over the last number of days, for the last 2 weeks in the north of Ireland, there has been a drip feed of information out, which effectively then has caused confusion in the public arena. And you cannot build a safeguarding culture on secrecy, Ciara. And that I think that's always my bottom line. And so let me just take your listeners through exactly what has happened here, because I think there is still confusion, despite the fact that Mary Lou McDonald has belatedly appeared in the media over the last number of days. So 2 weeks ago, the Sinn Féin Party was contacted by a journalist on Wednesday, the 25th of September. That journalist said that they were going to run a story in relation to references given to a man accused of child sexual offences by members of Sinn Féin 2 years previously. Sinn Féin immediately, they say, suspended both individuals who gave the references from the party. What I want to know is when Mary Lou McDonald became aware, when the man, particular individual, was being questioned in relation to child sex offences, because he had been questioned from 2 years previously. So when did the party president, the person in charge of the party, find out that there was a suspicion around this man in relation to offences that he subsequently, 2 weeks ago, then pled guilty to? That's a pretty fundamental question, because I would also like to know whether the party chair knew, whether anybody in the R Corley knew. Who knew, and then what steps did they take? And here's the reason why that is important, Ciara. Because the PSNI obviously conducted an investigation into those offences. In August 2023, there was a court report. That man appeared in court. There was an arrest warrant out for him. He didn't turn up. And he was charged with, at that point in time, 3 offences in relation to children. And the Sinn Féin party told the media, and I quote, "The PSNI has not made contact with Sinn Féin about this investigation. Anyone with information that can assist this investigation should bring it to the police." I find that incredible, actually, for a party. If someone is being investigated by the PSNI to the point of charge in court, that the party is telling people if they have any information to bring it forward to the police. So what I want to know is, what information did Sinn Féin bring forward, if any?
Okay, so Sinn Féin are saying the PSNI didn't come to them, but you're saying did Sinn Féin go to the PSNI?
Well, did they? I mean, that's the question that I'm asking. They're saying the PSNI has not made contact with Sinn Féin about this organisation, not that they didn't come to them. So I think that's a pretty fundamental.
You mentioned Mary Lou, she was on with Pat Kenny yesterday. Can I just play a little clip of something that she said where she mentioned you?
Well, look, Maria has told her stories many times, and she suffered grievously from Sinn Féin's perspective. I have at all times ensured that the party acts in a way that is transparent and that is fair. I can't go back decades to things that happened that I was not party to. Maria has made her position and has very bravely told her story.
What's your reaction to that, Maria?
Well, I mean, I think the public will remember how Mary Lou McDonald treated me in the public domain, and she is responsible for her own behaviour in relation to me. But let me also say this. I was questioned in a Sinn Féin office by Republicans in relation to my sexual abuse in the year 2000. I have yet to hear the Sinn Féin party publicly say that I was telling the truth in relation to that, or that I was brought into a room to face my rapist as part of an IRA investigation. Sinn Féin knows that information, and they just have allowed me to repeatedly be in the public domain and to suffer grievously. I think Mary Lou McDonald is right and correct on that. I'm still receiving abuse from Sinn Féin members online, as recently actually as this morning before I came on air. So what Mary Lou McDonald says doesn't actually really interest me until the party takes responsibility in my case. Here's why I care, and I talked about that culture of secrecy. This party has a pattern when it comes to dealing in the media with sex abuse cases. It will only give the information that is particularly drip-fed out of it. And then what happens is you end up with smoke balls all over the place. And I don't want that to happen in this case. This case is an issue of child protection. It's far too important. And we see, so Mary Lou McDonald is on News Talk with Pat Kenny yesterday, and she sounds perfectly plausible and all of that's fine. We have to give her the benefit of the doubt on it. She then goes into the Doyle and takes a completely different tone and starts spreading muck all around the floor of the Doyle. And what I mean by that is she then started questioning other parties' bona fides in relation to character references for what she calls rapists. Can I just say this, Ciara? That doesn't nobody any favours whatsoever in relation to this issue. This issue is about holding people accountable in the Parliament, and that's a very, very serious thing. So in a situation where the media are trying to get answers to questions and can't get them, the only place that you can hold a party responsible is or accountable is on the floor of the Doyle. Right. There is a world of difference, and I think this is important, between giving a character reference, and I don't agree with him, in a courtroom
sure.
where checks and balances are already placed on a sex offender, and giving employment references, which is what Sinn Féin did in this scenario, yeah. to a man suspected of sex offences who then didn't have any checks and balances on him, and that potentially puts people at risk. But can I also just say, for the purposes of completeness, to use a phrase that Sinn Féin used last week, there are still serious questions to answer from this party. And had this party actually been in government at this point in time in the floor of the Doyle, I think the government would have collapsed because of the drip feed and spin that has come out of Sinn Féin in the last 2 weeks. If you're going to overhaul your governance structures in relation to your party, then what you might want to start with yourself and actually answer every single question okay. that your press office is receiving from the media. And the last thing, Ciara, and I am kind of very disappointed around this, and this is the reason why, because it is personal to me. In 2018, Mary Lou McDonald told the public that what happened to me could never happen within Sinn Féin again. And I mean in relation to information that Sinn Féin members had that they didn't pass on, because she said her party had robust child protection policies and procedures. Well, as she says yesterday, they dropped the ball in relation to having robust child protection policies and procedures,
Maria.
And they can put that right. And the first step to putting it right is actually being fully transparent.
Maria, thank you very much for joining us. That is Maria Kyle, their former politician and columnist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.